4, Sussex CSG 1 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the conditional use number 2354 for Sussex CSG 1 LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. 2, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 23.58 acres of a larger 52-acre tract. 3, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. This solar farm will create the ability for residential, business, and municipal subscribers to lower their power costs. 4, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, including landscape buffers, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighborhood. 5, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. 6, based upon the record, it is evident that no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor will be generated by this facility. 7, the applicant has included a decommissioning plan in the record for when the solar farm is no longer in use. 8, the existing tree line along the northern, eastern, and southern perimeter of the solar array shall be maintained subject to limited trimming to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. 9, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar farm, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. E, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate and a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other first responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated by using best management practices. I, the existing tree line along the northern, eastern, and southern perimeter of the solar array area shall remain to serve as a buffer with the exception of a reasonable trimming to allow the solar arrays to function properly. J, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2354, Sussex CSG 1 LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
Yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Now, Ms. Hoy Stevens.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
Abstain.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is a conditional use number 2372.